Welcome to Jerry Osborne's Vinyl Village. When those
oldies play, we listen. I'm Jerry, and our village is like no other.
Ooh, we're gonna have fun.
Play something country. Play something country.
I got a feeling called a blue lows and for baby said goodbye. And I don't know what I'll do. All I do is sit and cry. Oh, oh, Lord, that last long day she said goodbye. Lordy, well, I thought I'm gonna cry. She'd do me, she'd do you, she'd got the kind of loving. Lord, I'd love to hear her when she called me sweet baby. Such a beautiful dream. I hate to think it's all over. I lost my heart, it seems. Well, I've grown so used to you somehow. Now I'm nobody's sugar daddy now. And I'm lonesome. I got the lovesick blues. When I'm in love with a pretty little gal. That's what's the matter with me. When I'm in love with a pretty little gal, but she don't care about me. Oh, well, I tried and I tried just to keep her satisfied, but she just would not stay. And now that she is leaving, this is all I can say. I got a feeling called a blue low since my baby said goodbye. And I don't know what I'll do. All I do is sit and cry. Oh, 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 that last long day she said goodbye. Lordy, well, I thought I'm gonna cry. She'd do me, she'd do you, she's got the kind of loving. Lord, I'd love to hear her when she called me sweet baby. Such a beautiful dream. I hate to think it's all over. I lost my heart, it seems. Well, I've grown so used to you somehow. Now I know nobody's sugar daddy now. And I'm a lonesome. I got the lovesick blues. Well, I'm a lonesome. I got the lovesick blues.
Well, 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 here we are again with another final Wednesday of the month. And that means the Vinyl Village focuses on country and western. And we kick off the show with Frank Ifield's Lovesick Blues from 1963. Originally co-written by Hank Williams, when, in 1949, Lovesick Blues became Hank's first number one hit. And over the next 4 years, he would have 10 more chart toppers. And now we have the great I'll Never Be Free by Bobby Lewis from 1969.
Don't let me catch you dreaming only of me. You know, darling, I may never be free. Just let's find a little sun. But understand it's all in fun. Don't let me find you crying tears just for me. Remember always I may never be free. Every time you look my way, I wish to heaven I could say, I want you, I love you, I need you near. But in the meantime, dear, don't tie your heartstrings to the light of the moon. Cause for the moment, darling, love comes too soon. I don't know our destiny. I may never be free. I want you, I love you, I need you near. But in the meantime, dear, I don't know our destiny.
from Charlie Rich, a.k.a. the Silver Fox, who always enjoyed Rollin' with the Flow from 1977.
Inside my head, before I reached 30, I'd be dead. But somehow on and on I go, I keep on rolling with the flow. Folks said that I would change my mind, I'd straighten up and do just fine. But I still love rock and roll. I keep on rolling with the flow. While guys my age are raising kids, I'm raising hell just like I did. I've got a lot of crazy friends, and they forgive me of my sins. Calling me a bum, but I'm still out there having fun. And Jesus loves me, yes I know. So I keep on rolling with the flow.
In mid-February, Donna Fargo sent me an advanced copy of her new CD titled All Because of You. It also had a greeting card with handwritten, "Hey Jerry, now help me pick which one of the tracks should be our next single." Well, I chose track number one, One of the Good Guys, and that, like all of the other tracks, were written by Donna Fargo. So when I called Donna to thank her for the CD, she just couldn't resist pointing out that I was, in fact, one of the good guys. Noteworthy is that KPTZ and the Vinyl Village is right now debuting One of the Good Guys.
At a time when heroes are yesterday's news and commitments just don't seem to last, he's that one in a million who'll hang in there with you in a world that gives up on you fast. He's an eternal optimist, a soft-hearted realist. Truth is his guide and love is his creed. And in this day and age, I just wonder if he's one of the last of a fast-dying breed. So I put him to music, wrote him some words, and I celebrate him in this song. 'Cause the longer I live, the more I realize how few of them in a lifetime come along. He's one of the good guys that the world needs more of. Like one of the good songs from out of the past. He still believes in the good life. Thank God for the good guys. I sure hope they don't all finish last. He's the only song lately that I wanna listen to over and over again. His music lifts me and echoes the loyalty everyone needs and a friend. He's my personal hero. He helps me believe when I've lost my will to try. I hope the love he gives others returns to him double. Oh, I love the guy. So I put him to music. I wrote him some words and I celebrate him in the song. 'Cause the longer I live, the more I realize how few of them in a lifetime come along. He's one of the good guys that the world needs more of. Like one of the good songs from out of the past. He still believes in the good life. Thank God for the good guys. I sure hope they don't all finish last. So I put him to music. I wrote him some words.
Coincidentally, even loyal fans of Donna Fargo have asked if we knew anything about her song titled Kirksville, Missouri. So Donna will join us a little later and we'll explain a bit about Kirksville. Next up is a country blues song from 1981. And this is a good one titled After Loving You.
More music.
the unmistakable Everly Brothers right here on KPTZ with Brand New Heartache from 1960. And now we continue with Hank Snow. And it was 1963 when he hit the top of the charts with 90 miles an hour down a dead-end street.
I took you home from a party and we kissed in fun. A few stolen kisses and no harm was done. Instead of stopping when we could, we went right on. Till suddenly we found the brakes were gone. You belong to someone else and I do too. It's just as crazy being here with you. As a bad motorcycle with the devil in the seat, doing 90 miles an hour down a dead end street. I did want to now, I have no choice. It's too late to listen to the warning voice. All I hear is thunder as our two hearts beat, doing 90 miles an hour down a dead end street. Instead of slowing down the pace, we keep picking up the speed. Disaster's getting closer every time we meet. Doing 90 miles an hour down a dead end street. You're not free to belong to me, and you know I can never be your own. Your lips on mine are like sweet, sweet wine, but we're heading for. Flashing by us, but we pay no heed. Instead of slowing down the pace, we keep picking up the speed. Disaster's getting closer every time we meet. The 90 miles an hour down a dead end street.
In 1961, Patsy Cline's smash hit was Crazy, and her very next single also had a one-word title. It's not crazy, but it is strange, from early 62.
Strange how you stopped loving me, how you stopped needing me, when she came along, oh. When she came along, oh, how strange. Well, I guess that I was just your puppet. You held on a string. To think I thought you really loved me, but look what thoughts can bring. Strange. Still care for you.
One of the greatest country and western bands was Hank Thompson and his Brazos Valley Boys. And one example of their greatness came in 1966 when they delivered Someone Can Steal You From Me. Well, there's more to that story, so let's hear it.
If I can steal your love from someone else, someone can steal you from me. If you can't be true to the one you have, you wouldn't be true to me. A wedding ring can't mean a thing to a heart that's so carefree. If I can steal you from someone else, someone can steal you from me. If I can steal your lips from someone else, someone can steal them from me. You slipped around on him before you ever started going with me. There is no pride when we must hide and love in secrecy. If I can steal you from someone else, someone can steal you from me. Steal your heart from someone else, someone can steal it from me. The heart you want to give away belongs to another, you see. I'd have your smile for just a while till you grew tired of me. If I can steal you from someone else, someone can steal you from me.
Here is a five-star ballad by the great Marty Robbins, titled Up in the Air, but that's only when you're with me. Otherwise, I'm down in the dumps.
Up in the air when you're with me, down in the dumps when you're gone. You're out of sight, my day becomes night. Everything seems to go wrong. I'm like a child when you're with me. Emotions I cannot contain. You walk beside me, happiness drives me. Everything seems right as rain. I'm like a lamp in the corner, goes out whenever you're gone. You disappear, and when you reappear, the lamp in the corner comes on. Mold me and make me to please you. That's how I want it to be. I won't complain if you make me a clown, long as you care for me. I'm like a lamp in the corner, goes out whenever you're gone. You disappear, then when you reappear, the lamp in the corner comes on. Mold me and make me to please you. That's how I want it to be. I won't complain if you make me a clown, long as you care for me.
from 1964. That's Marty Robbins and one of his great compositions, such as his verse where he says, "I'm like a lamp in the corner, goes out whenever you're gone. You disappear, and when you reappear, the lamp in the corner goes on."
I'm like a lamp in the corner, goes out whenever you're gone. You disappear, and when you reappear, the lamp in the corner comes on. I won't complain if you make me a clown, long as you care for me.
You may not find us on your TV, because in case you did not know, we're being brought to you by
KPTZ.
Brought to you by
Radio Port Townsend.
Brought to you by RADI.
Now for that great duo, Loretta Lynn and Conway Twitty, and The One I Can't Live Without, from 1971.
You say I shouldn't be here, it's the same thing every night. You say I should go home to her, what we're doing just ain't right. It's true.
If I knew you only lived there, and your love for me was true, but how can I be certain you're not making me a fool? Surely you must kiss her to keep her from finding out that she's just the one you live with.
But you're the one can't live without.
In 1949, there were two versions of Drinkin' Wine, Spodeody in the top five R&B charts by Stick McGee and Wynonie Harris. The next hit maker of Drinkin' Wine, Spodeody was in 1973 by Jerry Lee Lewis, who is always accompanied by his pumping piano.
Down in New Orleans, everything's fine. All them cats are drinking that wine, drinking that mist of pure delight. Now when they get drunk, they singing all night, drinking wine, spooty ooty, drinking wine. Wine, spooty ooty, drinking wine. Wine, spooty ooty, drinking wine. Pass that bottle to me. They buying it by the gallon and buying by the quart. Buy a blackberry, you doing things smart. Knocking out windows and tearing down doors. Drunk, 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 keep a screaming for more. Drinking wine, spooty ooty, drinking wine. Wine, spooty ooty, drinking wine. Wine, spooty ooty.
wine. Why don't you pass that bottle to me? Yeah.
Time to think about it, because Jamie Fricke's Always Have, Always Will comes with a very different piano.
It seems funny, I remember your number after all this time. And I know that it's late, and I hope that I'm not. But for some crazy reason, I've been thinking about you all day. And every 3 hours and then, I've been thinking of something to say. I love you like a fool, always high. Always real, but you know that it's just my point of view. Ooh. But I love you still, always high, always real, always high, always will. Love you. Well now, are you sleeping any better now that I'm gone? And I wanna know who's holding you tight, or are you just holding on? Awfully quiet. I guess you're tired, so I'll hang up the phone. But you know that this old heart can't leave well enough alone. I love you like a fool, always high, always real. But you know, yes, you know, that it's just my point of view. Always high, always real, always high, always real. Love you.
Jennifer Key, Always Have and Always Will. And that was a huge hit for her in 1986. But we drop back 40 years, that's right, I said 40, and return to 1946, when Merle Travis had a big smash hit with Divorce Me, C.O.D.
Just bought me a great long ticket. I'm gonna use it at 4 p.m. So you can call your secret love and tell the news to him. You thought your little romance was on the strict QT. So if you want your freedom, PDQ, divorce me, COD. I won't be round to hear you cry. I'm Texas bound, and by, you can reach me down in Dallas, General Delivery. So if you want your freedom, PDQ, divorce me, COD. Come a day, gal, when you'll be feeling blue. You'll find that you can't pay your bills with a little old IOU. That dynamite you're messing with may be TNT. So if you want your freedom, PDQ, divorce me, COD. No need to fall down on your knees, 'cause I know all my ABCs. I ain't no college professor, I ain't got no PhD. But if you want your freedom, PDQ, divorce me, COD. Around to hear you cry. I'm Texas bound, and by, you can reach me down in Dallas, General Delivery. So if you want your freedom, PDQ, divorce me, COD.
Now, where would we ever find such a station?
Port Townsend.
Sometimes late at night, I lie awake and watch her sleeping. She's lost in peaceful dreams, so I turn out the lights and lay there in the dark. And a thought crosses my mind, if I never wake up in the morning, Would she ever doubt the way I feel about her in my heart? If tomorrow never comes, will she know how much I loved her? Did I try in every way to show her every day that she's my only one? And if my time on earth were through, she must face this world without me. Is the love I gave her in the past gonna be enough to last if tomorrow never comes? I've lost loved ones in my life who never knew how much I loved them. Now I live with the regret that my true feelings for them never were revealed. So I made a promise to myself, say today how much she means to me, and avoid that circumstance where there's no second chance to tell her how I feel. 'Cause if tomorrow never comes, will she know how much I loved her? Did I try in every way to show her every day that she's my only one? And if my time on earth were through, she must face this world without me. Is the love I gave her in the past gonna be enough to last if tomorrow never comes? So tell that someone that you love just what you're thinking of if tomorrow never comes.
From 1989, that's the great Garth Brooks and If Tomorrow Never Comes. And this is Jerry Osborne on KPTZ, where one great hit always follows another. And in this case, it's another ballad in a row from Michael Martin Murphy. And his first great hit from 1982 was What's Forever For? So many things to think about.
I've been looking at people and how they change with the time. And lately all I've been seeing are people throwing love away and losing their minds. Maybe it's me who's gone crazy, but I can't understand why all these lovers keep hurting each other when good love is so hard to come by. So what's the glory in living? Doesn't anybody ever stay together anymore? And if love never forever for, and I see love hungry people trying their best to survive when right there in their hands is a dying romance and they're not even trying to. So what's the glow?
It was 1961 when the multi-talented Roger Miller had his first top 10 hit. In fact, it reached number 6 with his brilliant When Two Worlds Collide, written by Roger along with Bill Anderson.
Your world was so different from mine, don't you see? We just couldn't be close, though we tried. We both reached for heavens, but ours weren't the same. That's what happened when two worlds collide. Your world was made up of things sweet and good. My world could never fit in. Wish it could. Two hearts lie in shambles. Oh, how they've cried. That's what happens when two worlds collide. Your world was made up of things sweet and lying shambles, and oh, how they've cried. That's what happens when two worlds collide.
Of all of the times that we have enjoyed the great Donna Fargo, there is one musical creation that has intrigued me and many other Fargo fans. Since 1978, we have tried to understand the story of Kirksville, Missouri. Today, we in the Vinyl Village will have Donna here to enlighten us, music lovers. There had to be a reason for you to be in that city, and I don't know if it was on your way to somewhere or what got you there in the first place.
We were, you know, on the road doing dates. At times, we would stop in different places if I was going to see a doctor, and we had scheduled an appointment with a doctor in Kirksville, Missouri. Somebody had recommended him because I was having neurological problems, and I knew they were serious. That's why we were in Kirksville. I don't think I ever saw the doctor that I had an appointment with. He had an emergency or something, but anyhow, that's the reason that we were in Kirksville. It's just kind of like a two-day pause on the road on our way to other dates.
Were you then just staying at a motel?
Oh, yeah, at a Holiday Inn, just like the song says. It must have been the summer because I said with the strap of my bathing suit undone so I wouldn't get a mark on my back from the sun in Kirksville, Missouri. So it had to have been summertime. Believe me, I wouldn't have gone out if there'd been anybody at that pool because I'm bashful and I'm a hermit, basically.
Well, I learn more about you every day.
I think I wrote that song while I was sitting there in the sun, Jerry. Or most of it, and I always have a notepad with me if I think I have a good idea and I can't develop it right then. It was suspected that I had MS, but I was trying to believe it wasn't that, you know, and that's very scary because they always put the incurable sign on MS. And besides that, when you have symptoms in your body that you know are very serious, not only don't go away, they get gradually worse. Part of you wants to run from it and to keep your mind so occupied that you can distract yourself from what you're feeling in your body. it was suspected then that I had it, but I was trying to believe I did, you know, that it would be something else and something that was curable. So that's where my mind was.
Makes sense.
You know?
Yeah.
And I think that was the original inspiration for the song. It's just about questions, like when you're sort of held in limbo or you're like held hostage to some diagnosis that you know that you'll get someday and you don't know what's going to bring that about, but you know you have a serious problem. And it was scary. I mean, it was scary for both of us. Just when something goes wrong with your body, you feel like your body is deserting you. There's a loneliness because nobody can really share it with what you're feeling. So I think that was the original inspiration for it.
Do you recall how long you stayed in Kirksville?
Probably 2 nights. We would have left the third morning.
What do you think brought you to writing about this?
Oh, the fear. You know, it consumes you because you don't have answers. And the questions and the answers are all the same because you're held hostage, kind of. You don't have any answers, but you know it's something really serious. So I think that was the idea. And I learned so much, whether I'm writing a song or a greeting card or a book. I just learned so much, Jerry, you know, or your thought. It's about a girl talking to herself. Talking about life.
You've done so many things that were so different and all spectacular in their own way. And that's why I wanted to talk to you about this. It seems to be one that has intrigued a lot of people, including myself.
That's the dream, I think, of every writer. It doesn't matter if you're writing a song or a card or a book. You just want to be somebody's favorite, I guess, Jerry. Or do something that will be a favorite to somebody else.
You already are a favorite.
No, thank you.
It just gets better all the time.
Yeah, it is. It's life, and it's beautiful.
I can't top that. Anything that you would like to say to the people of Kirksville, Missouri, before we play the song?
I love Kirksville, and the people were so nice, and I get so much mail from Kirksville.
Mm.
They're fascinated by it, and my fan club coordinator was from near St. Louis. She said that when that song came out, it got a lot of airplay in all of Missouri.
In a wonderful way, for years now, I just can't help but tell you how happy I am about that. And I tell you that every time we talk.
Aw, you're so nice, Jerry. You really are. I want to say hello to your audience, Sue, if you have a big audience out there. And just say, keep on tuning in to Jerry. He will be your best friend.
That's right.
That's right. I'm sure it was.
All right, darling. We'll talk soon.
Okay. I love you.
I love you, too. You know that.
Thank you.
Here, then, is the much-talked-about Kirksville, Missouri. And thanks to Donna Fargo, we now know much more about a song based on a 2-day stay in Kirksville, Missouri.
I was lying face down in the days on a semi-sunny day at a in Kirksville, Missouri, with the strap of my bathing suit undone so I wouldn't get a mark on my back from the sun in Kirksville, Missouri. Nobody but me, a little breeze and some flies, an occasional passerby. The place was deserted, with a tired body and a tired mind. Guess it was as good a place as any to be going nowhere. There was nothing on a Sunday matinee. My mind had some reruns I'd seen 100 times. Guess it was a Sunday. About a lonely cowgirl riding lost in the world, and a little wooden pony going nowhere and nobody to go with her. Some disconnected dreams, a lot of one-way streets. I'd rather not remember.
you have to find for you to get there. She hitched a ride on a dream when she rode full steam. Finally got to the top of the hill she was climbing. She turned around and round, she looked up and down. She said if that's all there is, then the searching was better than the findings. And then the stage was bare and she was standing there, looking at the bittersweet tapestry of life she was weaving. Though she didn't understand everything in the plan, somehow she knew in her heart it works together from the start to the ending. And that the sun comes up and the sun goes down and the beat goes on and all of the Kirksville Missouris. And the stagecoach finds another hill to climb. I guess it was as good a place as any. We go nowhere.
If you enjoy country music, I recommend you join Karen Anderson's weekly Roots and Twang. Tune in every Friday from 3 to 5 p.m. right here on KPTZ 91.9. And you are certain to love Karen, famously known as the truck driver's daughter. I know that I don't miss Karen's show. As for me, I will join you again real soon.